An Oklahoma child care group sues DHS over cuts to subsidies for school-age children. And a historic landmark on Route 66 in Clinton undergoes renovations. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, December 15th. I'm Nick Daniels. Oklahoma's largest child care trade association is suing Oklahoma Human Services to stop it from enforcing cuts made to child care subsidies for school-age children. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has details.
The Licensed Child Care Association of Oklahoma filed the suit. It challenges a decision to halt subsidy applications and renewals for kids ages 6 and older, and a $5 per day add-on to providers' subsidy rate for that age group. It argues the policy should have been made through formal rulemaking. Providers learned of these changes in an October 30th letter. They say they are devastating, and many providers won't survive them. DHS argues the current situation has been compounded by the expiration of federal COVID-era funding, rising enrollment, and the government shutdown. It's seeking a $70 million appropriation to prevent future funding cliffs. But providers worry that money might come too late. They're asking to reinstate the extra $5 alongside applications and renewals for school-age children. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The State Election Board has mailed notices to thousands of voters who need to update their voter registration address. The board says the U.S. Postal Service identified more than 71,000 people who completed a change of address card in the past 12 months. Voters who received the postcard should log into the OK Voter portal to update their voter registration address, or a paper application can be submitted to their county election board. State law requires voters to register to vote at their place of residence. The Oklahoma Transportation Commission approved a project to realign U.S. 81 in Chickasha. The first phase will build a new bypass, create new lanes to connect the highway to U.S. 62/State Highway 9, and build 9 new bridges. The work is set to begin early next year and is expected to take about 3 years. The total cost of the project is $85 million. A historic landmark on Route 66 in Clinton will soon undergo renovations. Miranda Martinez reports.
The Glancy Motor Hotel's original sign will be restored and installed at the Oklahoma Route 66 Museum in Clinton after receiving a grant from the Route 66 Revitalization Program. The grant totals over $71,000 for the iconic sign. The Glancy Motor Hotel opened in 1950 and became a well-known stop for travelers along the Mother Road. After losing traffic to highway construction, the hotel closed in the 1970s. In 2023, the hotel was torn down, leaving only its sign standing. The Friends of the Oklahoma Route 66 Museum will provide a new base and plaque for the sign, highlighting its history along the interstate. The sign should be restored and installed in the museum during the spring of 2026, the 100th year of Route 66. I'm Miranda Martinez.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.